Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 13th of December, 2021, the third week of Advent.
We wait with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. Our broken hearts are yearning for your returning, all things you will restore. Save us, O Lord, keep us in hope, for we are weak, Spirit intercede. Save us, O Lord, keep us in hope, for we are weak, Spirit intercede.
Leaven in Liturgy sings their song entitled, We Groan.
We know this present suffering isn't worth comparing to what you have in store. We are your sons and daughters, now we cry out, Father, this groaning to deep words. Save us, O Lord, keep us in hope, for we are weak, Spirit intercede. Save us, O Lord, keep us. Spirit intercede. We ache to see your glory. Our tired souls transforming. You will work all things for us.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter, starting at the 15th verse.
And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," says the Lord, "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
In this passage, we see the coordinated interactions of the Trinity in our lives. The Holy Spirit testifies to us. Jesus' blood covers us. The Father welcomes us as we draw near to him. How have you seen the triune God present with you? How have you seen the Lord involved in your creative process? Reflecting on the past 24 hours, ask the Lord to show you where he has been present. The writer of Hebrews says that Jesus' blood provided a new and living way which opened us to the grace and life of God. Throughout Scripture, we see how the Lord is in the business of renewing his people. Take a moment to consider what the Lord is renewing and transforming in you. As we listen to the passage again, be attentive to the ways that the Lord promises to renew his people and distinguish them by his holy presence.
And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," says the Lord, "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Where do you yearn for the Holy Spirit to breathe new life? A deeper assurance of his presence? The presence of other Christ-centered disciples to encourage you? The strength and wisdom to encourage those around you? Express your heart's desire to the Father, and if you have no words, allow the Holy Spirit, in the quiet, to intercede for you. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my mind, heart, and will with your creative breath. Let me be an instrument in your hands to create a taste of the new creation that is yet to come. Show me what you want to create through me. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.